Anthony Swaggerty, 33, of Humboldt, were both headed west on K-39 when Swaggerty attempted to make a left-hand turn on a Lakewood Lane. KHB noted that Nobby attempted to pass Swaggerty on the left as she turned left, resulting in the collision. Officials are continuing to monitor the levels of blue-green algae in Milford Lake and have warned residents to avoid harmful blooms. To learn more about the blue-green algae in Kansas, go to kdhe.ks.gov. I'm Trace Tong, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers. You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build-your-own RVs. Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
A Manhattan man is behind bars after an alleged 2021 aggravated sexual battery. The Riley County Police Department says that Arthur Daniel Davey, 56, of Manhattan, was booked into jail around 5:20 p.m. on Friday for aggravated sexual battery. The Riley County Police Department said the arrest stemmed from a 2021 case. As of 5 p.m. on Saturday, Davey remained confined behind bars on a $30,000 bond. An anti-abortion activist who heads a small, hard-right Republican group said he's offered to pay the expected $229,000 cost of a hand recount of votes from every Kansas county after a decisive statewide vote affirming abortion rights. Mark Geetson, who leads the group Kansas Republican Assembly, told the Kansas City Star he wants to pay for the recount that Melissa Levitt of Colby requested because he believes it could change the outcome. The 165,000 vote difference in the election makes that unlikely, however. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Think big this school year. As your child gets ready for a new school year, think beyond shopping for a bigger backpack or a bigger pair of shoes. You may also need to upgrade to bigger speeds for your home's internet connection. Blue Valley Technologies offers A-plus internet plans. Existing customers, bump your speed and get a $50 bill credit. New customers, you get 2 months free, and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net for more information today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A panhandle man is facing charges for allegedly threatening a crop duster after it reportedly flew over his property multiple times. On August 9th at around 2 p.m., a Cheyenne County deputy received a call from 57-year-old Brian Keller, with Keller reporting a crop dusting plane flying over his property. An officer said Keller told him over the phone that if the plane flies over his property again, he's going to shoot it. According to an arrest affidavit, the Cheyenne County Emergency Communications Center informed the deputy that the pilot of the plane called 911 20 minutes later to report that a man had pointed a rifle at him. Officers did arrest Keller for terroristic threats and use of a firearm to commit a felony. Kearney City Manager Michael Morgan announced on Friday that the U.S. Department of Transportation has selected Denver Air Connection as the essential air service provider for the Kearney Regional Airport. The two-year contract will begin November 1st of this year. I'm Trace Tell, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth-wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Reporting local news, I am Max Blasky. As classrooms begin to fill up for the upcoming school year, that also beckons the sights and sounds of Friday Night Lights and college football Saturdays. One of the most recognizable sounds at any football game is the sound of the band. Residents of Marysville will find themselves hearing that sound a little sooner than normal when the K-State Marching Band comes to the Landall Family Sports Complex Friday, August 12th to lead Marching with the Pride. Accumulation of 450 K-State band members and over 200 area students will result in a marching band performance like you have never seen. I spoke with Colette Ottens, one of the organizers of the event, on how this idea has flourished.
And when we were brainstorming what kinds of events could we bring to Marshall County, I don't know, it just popped in my brain. When I was in college, in the marching band, we had the band camp week followed by an exhibition, and people would come and watch us perform what we learned for the week. When my son was in the K-State Marching Band, there was no such exhibition, so I thought, well, wouldn't that be fun to have the band come up here and all the parents could come to our location and see their kids march. And so I just emailed Dr. Trace, the director of bands down there, and said, would this be something K-State would be interested in? Within 24 hours, I had a response that, yes, definitely they were interested. Let us know. And so we started collecting names and would you be interested? And yes, yes. And Dr. Trace kept saying, nope, it needs to be more. It needs to be more. So we ended up inviting 20 area high school bands coming to perform with us. So I'm hoping we have about 700 kids on that marching field.
With so much work put into an event of this magnitude, the excitement level surrounding this event is outstanding. Not only is Colette looking forward to everyone coming out and enjoying the performance that evening, but seeing the younger generation participate in band is what makes this worthwhile.
Oh, yeah, it's just an exciting event because we need to get more kids excited about music. If we don't teach kids how to read music and play music, how boring is that going to be 20 years from now? I'm all for driving the excitement and what can we do to get these kids into music. It's excited. It makes me excited. I'm going to totally take my piccolo down there and play one tune with them so I can be in a 700-piece band. Come on down. We want everybody to come experience a huge marching band on Friday, August 19th. And the public performance for people to come see is at 7 p.m.
Beginning Monday, August 15th, the eastbound lane of U.S. Highway 36 through the city limits of Washington will be closed. Eastbound traffic will be diverted to the center lane of the highway using road signs, barriers, etc. Crews will work their way through the project with traffic changes occurring in different locations as the project progresses. KDOT urges all motorists to be alert and obey the warning signs when approaching and driving through a highway work zone. Robert Bob Griswold, 86, passed away Monday, August 8th. Funeral service will be 10 a.m. Monday, August 15th at the Evangelical United Church of Christ, Marysville. Burial will be in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation will be Sunday, August 14th from noon to 9 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville. Family will receive friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Griswold. John Anthony Heenick, 92, of Hanover, passed away Monday, August 8th. Funeral service will be Monday, August 15th at 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Hanover. Burial will be in the Catholic Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, August 14th at Hanover Mortuary, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Vigil service follows at 7 p.m. at St. John's Catholic Church. A memorial fund has been established to St. John's Catholic Church. Contributions may be sent in care of the Hanover Mortuary. Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for John Heenick.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Monday, Swiss steak, tater tots, asparagus, and apricots. Tomorrow, beef stroganoff, French bread, broccoli, and fruit cocktail.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. There will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms today, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid-90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s and upper 90s throughout Missouri. More showers are possible overnight tonight, cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and mid-70s throughout Kansas, and the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Showers and thunderstorms will continue throughout Tuesday, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the mid-70s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and upper 80s throughout Nebraska, the lower 80s and upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the lower 70s and upper 80s throughout Missouri. Showers possible Tuesday night with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa and Nebraska, and the mid-50s and mid-60s throughout Kansas and Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for this time in August, 90 degrees. Record high on this date, 114. Average low, 67. And record low, 46. Sunset this evening at 8:26. And sunrise in the morning at 6:36.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
The Dodgers' win streak is over, and Lindor breaks a franchise record. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The Dodgers look to make it a three-game sweep of the Royals and KC and run their winning streak to 13 games. Bottom first, Salvador Perez at the dish with a runner on first.
Line Salvi into right center field. Taylor around second on his way to third. Michael A. Taylor's going to score on Perez double.
The call on KCSP, that double from Perez was all the Royals needed as they stopped the red-hot Dodgers 4-0. The Phillies and Mets played the rubber game of their series in New York. The Mets opened for business in the first inning.
Swinging a high fly ball to shallow right. Castellanos broke out charging in. He won't get it. It's a base hit, and in to score is Nimmo. Lindor holds on at first.
Howie Rose with the call on WCBS. Lindor's run-scoring single broke the Mets franchise record for most RBI by a Mets shortstop in team history. New York blanked Philadelphia 6-0. Sunday night baseball found the scuffling Yankees in Boston. The Red Sox looking to win a series against a team in their division for the first time this season. Already up 1-0, Rafael Devers stepped to the dish with a runner on in the sixth.
Runner goes, and there's a drive to right field. They crash way back and long gone into the bleachers. Rafael Devers delivers.
The call on WEEI, Devers' two-run shot put the Sox up 3-0. That would be the final. The Red Sox logging that first series win against a division opponent. The American League best Astros were going for a sweep of the A's. First inning, a runner on, and Alex Bregman at the plate.
The 2-0. And Bregman hits it in the air, pretty deep to left field. Kemp is looking up. Kiss it goodbye! For the second straight day, Bregman a two-run homer in the first inning.
The call on KBME, the Astros would not look back, doubling up Oakland 6-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Quality, integrity, durability, the values that make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment with growth opportunities, excellent wages, a benefit package that includes profit sharing, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, fuel allowance to drive to work, summer schedule, comprehensive insurance package with a $500 deductible and much more. Learn more by calling Landall Company or apply online at Landall.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Hy-Vee Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Hy-Vee Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Marshall County Transit now offers rides to all ages in Marshall and Washington counties. Rides available on a first-come, first-served basis for medical and service appointments, shopping, work, errands, group trips, and much more. In addition to regularly scheduled runs to Manhattan, Lincoln, and Topeka, they can make arrangements for special requests. Call 562-2020 to save your seat on the bus. 24-hour advance reservation preferred. Marshall County Public Transit is funded in part by KDOT.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Hemi Electric of Seneca is seeking a full-time electrician with experience but willing to train the right person. Wiring in residential, commercial, and agriculture setting to be expected. Ability to work in single and three-phase systems is a must. Candidate must be customer-friendly, self-motivated, hardworking, and work well with others. Offering competitive wages, paid vacations and holidays, and a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Hemi Electric has your next career. Send resumes to HemiElectricLLC@gmail.com or call 785-294-0532.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Inflation Reduction Act passed by the Senate over the weekend includes some $40 billion in agriculture-focused funding. Passed along party lines, Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote. The legislation seeks to address prescription drug prices, climate, and reducing the federal deficit. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow from Michigan said the legislation gives farmers the resources they need to tackle the climate crisis by reducing carbon pollution and other greenhouse gas emissions. But the committee's top Republican, Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, alleges Democrats are passing their far-left agenda, including reviving parts of the radical Green New Deal, raising taxes on job creators, turbocharging the IRS to harass taxpayers, and expanding the federal government's reach. The bill includes $4 billion for drought resilience directed at the Bureau of Reclamation, $3.1 billion in funding for distressed borrowers of USDA loans, and the legislation also includes funding for USDA conservation programs and rural development. U.S. farmland prices increased 12.4% over the last year, according to data from USDA. The National Ag Statistics Service released the 2022 land value summary late last week. The report shows U.S. farm real estate value, a measurement of the value of all land and buildings on farms, averaged $3,800 an acre for 2022, up $420 an acre from 2021. U.S. cropland value averaged $5,050 an acre, an increase of $630 an acre, or 14.3% for the previous year. And the U.S. pasture value averaged $1,650 per acre, an increase of $170 per acre, up 11.5% from 2021. In the Corn Belt, cropland values increased 15.3%, and California, the highest cropland value, $15,410, up over 11%. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, corn farmers have just a few days left to enter their National Corn Growers Association Yield Contest as entries close on August 17th, coming up this week, and all harvest forms are set to be due by November 30th. Contest winners will be announced on December 14th. And Lowell Neitzel, a farmer here in Kansas, is the NCGA Consumer Engagement Action Team Chairman, and he challenges all corn farmers to participate.
I want them to kind of be willing to kind of show us what they can grow out in the field. I know this has been a very challenging year for everybody, whether it be too much rain or not enough. But I think if we can come together and put our heads together, we can come up with some really good data set and show everybody what the American farmer is capable of in adverse conditions.
Neitzel started participating in the contest because he believes it can make him a better farmer.
I started a couple years ago, and just being able to maybe see the results a little bit more clearer and see how that really affects my bottom line. And with the inputs being so high right now, you know, we're trying to see where we can cut corners or if we can even cut corners. So by using this as a more of a data set for myself, this has really kind of opened my eyes to where I can add some spending or have to take some away to be the most profitable I can be.
He goes on to say that the NCGA promotes hard work for the nation's corn farmers.
It helps us as it makes more people aware of the impact that NCGA does for the average corn farmer. And I feel like it really helps them kind of showcase us as an American farmer, how we're out here. We are, you know, supplying the world with food, fiber, and fuel. And it's just a great way to get us out in front of the consumer.
That again was Lowell Neitzel, a Kansas farmer and the NCGA Consumer Engagement Action Team at Chairman. You can enter the contest or learn more information online at ncga.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
The heat of summer is upon us. At Yoder Meats, we think a great way to beat the heat is outdoor cooking. We've got everything you need to do it upright, so stop by your favorite Yoder Meats location this week and get the brats, burgers, steaks, ribs, and all the other meat you need. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Follow us on Facebook for the latest information and specials. Taste the old-fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and 3 locations in Wichita.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales remains on the summer schedule, and they are doing some maintenance and construction work on the runways here in August. Their next scheduled sale is Monday the 29th with a cattle and hay sale. Closed Labor Day September 5th with sale again in September on the 12th, closed on the 19th. Again, next upcoming sale, August 29th at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Schedule and consignment listings online at Beatrice77Livestock.com.
Something changing with your student school meals. School meals will no longer be free to all families unless they apply and qualify for free and reduced price meals. Nutrition is an important part of learning. Kansas schools and child nutrition staff work hard to ensure students have access to tasty and nutritious meals each school day. Applying for free and reduced price meals is fast and easy. To learn more and see if your household qualifies, contact your local school today.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education and this station.
Is there an ideal setting for the refrigerator thermostat? We will review some helpful fridge facts today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 15th, the 227th day of the year. Culinary expert Julia Child was born on this day, and the red carpet was rolled out on this night in 1939 for the premiere of The Wizard of Oz. Many of us set the thermostat in the refrigerator for our personal preference. Some like the milk ice cold, some like the butter not too hard. But what's the ideal setting? Experts say 40 degrees is the warmest constant temperature recommended for food safety. At that setting, the growth of bacteria is slowed considerably, and cooked food should keep safely for 3 to 4 days. And here's another refrigerator tip. Don't overstuff it. Temperatures stay more uniform if there's room for air circulation. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly sunny with a high nearing 90. Some showers and thunderstorms likely overnight tonight with a low around 65. These showers will continue throughout the day on Tuesday, cloudy with a high of 74. And some showers may continue Tuesday night with a low around 59. Rain early on Wednesday, sunny with a high of 80. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 70 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Patrick Mahomes sure looked like he was ready to go. The one-time MVP, Super Bowl champion, and four-time Pro Bowler made it look easy in his short time on the field. Mahomes threw for 60 yards and a touchdown on Kansas City's first possession, then watched as the Chiefs lost to the Chicago Bears 19-14 in a preseason opener on Saturday. The Chiefs will host Washington next Saturday. Brady Singer pitched 6 dominant innings, and the Kansas City Royals ended the Dodgers' 12-game winning streak, blanking L.A. 4-0 on Sunday. A day after hitting 6 home runs in a romp, the Dodgers were held to just 2 hits. The Dodgers were trying to match their longest winning streak since moving to L.A., having won 13 straight in both 1962 and 1965. The franchise record is 15 in a row, set in 1924 while the team played in Brooklyn. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Kansas State alum Skylar Thompson gave an impressive performance in the Dolphins' first preseason win of 2022, helping the team to a 26-24 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Thompson started under center and played in all four quarters of the game. The seventh-round pick of the 2022 draft completed 20 of 28 pass attempts, which gave him a 71.4% completion rate. He notched 193 yards in the air, 25 on the ground, and also threw one touchdown pass to Lynn Bowden Jr. Miami's next preseason game is set for August 20th, hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. The 125th season of Kansas basketball will get underway in public fashion October 14th with the program's 38th annual Late Night in the Fog celebration at Allen Fieldhouse. Details on who will perform are still yet to be announced. Prior to last season, Run DMC performed, and in 2019, Snoop Dogg made a visit to Lawrence. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Too many times I didn't try to hold you. I never kept the promises I told you. Now it's time I give in, I know, to the words that I should have said long ago. Lady, lay down beside me. Wrap all your love around me. I need you to stay. Don't turn. Guess I've known about it. You gave me love and learned to live without it.